Hello and welcome to the Heart to Heart Show with your host, Dr. Shinshiri. You are listening to Oracle Radio. I'm excited today because this is the second day of this week that we are airing another fantastic show. On Sunday, we aired Healing Amidst Tribulations. If you have not had a chance to tune into that specific show and listen to all the great things that we had, that we talked about, then I encourage you to take a moment to do that now. Or after this show, you can tune into it if you don't want to do it now. But if you do decide to listen to that show first, it sets the context for what we're going to be talking about here today. And I want you to know this show topic today is called Recognize Your Inner Essence. It requires each of us to take the time to look at deeply the inner core of who we really are. And so we'll be taking a moment to do that. But before we do, I'd like to take a moment to give our interlude to remind you that this is a journey for you. This is your journey. And we are going to experience it together. You're going to walk and traverse this journey. Whether you tune into this show or not, you're going to walk this journey. The question is whether or not you're going to tune in and be a part of it in a way that is going to heal your life and transform who you are and allow you to emerge as the magnificent light being that you really are. And that's what this show is about. This show is always about helping you to tap into the greatest potential that you already have, to allow every aspect of you and your greatness to unleash and step into the power of who you really are. So with that being said, I would like to take a moment to allow you to remember to embrace unknown certainty. I'm gonna tell you.
I'm looking out. I'm full of fear and doubt. Where will I go? What will I do? Who will I be? Life's a mystery. I just want to be free. Unknown certainty. Feel it, see it, trust it, embrace it. I asked, you came, I resisted, I tried, it was painful, I was sure, I was certain, I was willing but unable, I don't know, maybe I was just too conscious, I wanted to, but I struggled, I tried, and I struggled some more. What is this? Really? Help me. I'm running. I can't get away. Then I heard,
stop. Let go and be free. There's only love.
Certainty. crisis. How could I not see? I was blinded by my own disparity. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. I didn't know, but I found myself. I reconnected with you. Unwavering life force energy. You showed me. I remembered you. You embraced me. I'm never letting go. I'm exactly where I want to be. A reflection of you emanating through me. I am you. You are me. We shall traverse eternity.
Yes, yes, how exciting. So I am excited. Thank you for joining in. We are back live again after that beautiful theme song, Embrace Unknown Certainty. Yes, this is about your journey. This is about your walk. This is about how you're going to live and manifest. We're going to show up in love today, and we're going to help you tap in and start to take that journey consciously, deliberately, so that you can heal your own life and walk into and unleash your own greatness. See, it's about you showing up in love. But before we get into the topic of today, which is recognize your inner essence, what I'd like to do is do a recap of last week's show. We got our co-host on, Latasha. How are you today, Latasha?
I'm doing good. How about you, Doc?
I'm doing good. I'm doing wonderful. So I just want to, talk a little bit about, what we talked about last week on Sunday. Actually, it was Sunday. We talked about healing amidst tribulations and that life is happening. And just like breathing, we are living our lives, and our lives is the stage in which we are allowed to bring about the kind of life experiences we want to have, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. And we talked about love, and that love shouldn't always be seen as a noun, because in the now perspective, people take advantage of the word love to use it in a way to manipulate situations. Coerce people and things like that. And so we talked about love in the context of being an experience, and that allowing that to be an emanation by which you give and allow people to enjoy who you are as an expression of love, right? Rather than as a noun, as something you can control and hold on to, right? So from the last week's show, share with the listening audience exactly how you felt about the show and what came up for you as a part of the learning, the experience.
So how I felt about the show, it was a lot of self-reflection I was doing during the show as the doc was speaking, just reflecting on my own personal family issues. And from that, I was able to do some implementation in my lifestyle and how I react to certain situations and my interaction with the kids, and how the results were different than before. So it was a big wake-up call.
Yes. So it was a big wake-up call. Can you give us some examples of how it was a wake-up call for you?
Yeah, it was just that, like I was saying before on the prior show, that I was noticing my children's interaction with me. It wasn't like before, but I was noticing that I played a big part in that whole equation. Me not being as interactive or not showing them as much attention, they were actually starting to act out. It didn't matter if they were getting negative attention from me. They just wanted my attention. So from the last time we co-host this show together, I've been paying more attention, listening to them more, interacting with them more, and asking them how their day is. And I'm noticing now when I come through the door after work, they're all excited, like, Mom, let me tell you about what's going on with me, how my day has been going. So instead of them just throwing tantrums or fighting with one another, now it's more of a positive interaction.
So was it something that you did differently with your kids, with your to have them be that way, or were they paying more attention to you? What do you think caused some of that?
Normally, I used to, before, I would just come in and I would tell them I need 15 to 30 minutes to myself to basically change hats. You know, taking off the work hat and putting on my mommy hat, right? Now what I do when I come in the door, instead of that, instantly, as I'm, when I leave work, I'm taking off that hat and putting on that mommy hat. So when I enter the door, I'm in mommy mode right away. And I'm up there interacting with them right away instead of having that transitional period. Which
mm-hmm.
is like, oh, my mama's here. She in tune. She want to know what's going on with me. As before, I wasn't doing that. I needed a transitional period. So I'm learning to transition at the end of my day from work mode to mommy mode. Before I step into the house, I already have that mommy hat, and I'm already interacting. Like, as soon as I come in, I'm like, hey, how was your day today? And they're like, oh, it was good. You know, they're talking to me, not mom having tantrums.
Right, right, which is great. Which is great. So that brings us to the RIFMO experience. The RIFMO experience is a journey. It is a practice. And it is an experience. So it's all three of those things. The experience of being immersed in a culture somewhere on the planet. Tapping into the energies of that location. So the RIFMO experience is a trip. A leadership retreat, a conscious awakening retreat, where you as an individual can tap into and learn how to unlock the and reactivate the divine energy that's within you, to align and balance your chakra energy with that of Mother Earth. So see, the planet has its own chakra energy or centers that are distributed across the planet at specific geographical locations. Just like your physical body, in your body you have these energy centers. This is the metaphysical piece of you, right? Where we have our meridian system. As a part of the meridian system, we have our chakras. And the chakras are hold certain space of energy within your physical form. You know, there are seven of them, larger ones, and then there are smaller ones that are throughout the body as well. And you also have some chakras above and below your body as well. But the ones that are seated right in the physical anatomy of your physical body from the root, which is just below your female or male organs, all the way up to the top of your head, which is your mystic chakra. So you have these seven chakras. The root chakra is the first. It grounds you. It gives you the ability to be seated on the planet, to be able to move around in your physical body. Then there's the sacral chakra, which is where, you know, all of, you know, where your sexual energy sits. And then you have your solar plexus chakra, which sits right around the navel in the center area. And then you have your heart chakra. And your heart chakra is seated around your heart or near the heart. And then you have your throat chakra. And your throat chakra is all for creative expression, communication, linguistics, things like that. And then you have your intuitive chakra, okay? And your intuitive chakra is where all of the knowledge, the intuition, your thought processes, things that happen around the brain, around centered around, it's seated in around the the center between your eyes, right in the third eye area. Some people like to call it the third eye, but it's centered there. And then you have your mystic chakra, okay? And it's seated on the top of your head on the crown area. Now, the chakras are very unique in that they are communication channels. They are channels on which spirit, divine energy, can communicate to you through. And when these chakra energies are completely aligned, completely balanced, the more aligned and more balanced your chakra energy is, the more you can get divine inspiration and direction. The more you will be influenced to move around as if spirit is emanating through you as you. And all of your actions, your thoughts, your experiences are governed by that divine energy. See, the more aligned you are, the more the flow of that divine energy can get in through to you, through your entire being, through your entire physical form. When you are not aligned and you're misbalanced in any way, then it's harder for that communication from spirit to get to you because it's being filtered by the disposition in your consciousness. And I hope you get this. I hope you get this. Because when you are misaligned in your chakra energy and you're out of balance, you have more ego presence rather than I am presence. I want you to get this. When you are misaligned in your chakra energies and you are out of balance, meaning that they are overly large or too small, meaning you're not using them enough in terms of magnitude, and they're misaligned, meaning they're not in congruence in position at all. So the flow of energy gets cut off by the disposition in your consciousness. So if you, and I just want you to go with me here for a second. And the reason why I'm setting this as a context is because when we talk about getting into aligning and balancing your energies, when you get into alignment and you're balanced more, you have more of a flow of communication from source, what that divine energy, what you call God, Christ consciousness illuminated, Nirvana manifested in the flesh. So that divine energy, the God essence, the Godhead is governing everything that you do. Everything. It's communicating to you. You are living and being as an emanated divine source of I am presence right here, right now, a manifested physical form of the Most High, of the great omnipresence deity. It is you. There is no separation. The separation becomes when you get in disposition in your consciousness, when one or more of your chakra centers get out of balance or out of alignment. When you are completely aligned and balanced, there is no disposition in consciousness, and spirit, God, speaks, walks, talks, and lives through you. Hear me and hear me good when I say this, because this is where we are moving to, into the raising of the consciousness of every human being on this planet. And it requires you to show up. It requires you to be an active participant in your own human evolution, in your own realignment, in your own reactivation. If you're not willing to do that, then you will be where you are until you do. And those of us who do will begin to experience life from a whole new perspective. Our whole life will be transformed. Our whole thought process will be transformed. Everything is going to be magnificent. Everything that we want to do will be created and manifested in our reality. And those who will find it difficult to get to where they want to be, it is because they have not come to that true essence and presence of being. Okay, so with that being said, sister, I just want to ask you, what's coming up for you as the message is coming through? And it's coming through strong. It's coming through. What's coming up with you, Latasha, for you, Latasha?
What's coming up for me is just that my chakras are off balance. And then I do need to get them in within alignment so I can operate and be clear in my thought process at times. You know, because it feels like sometimes I just have a lot going on. And when you were talking about that, it was like, dang, that's probably why I feel like I got so much I got to do, but I can't get it accomplished because I got, like, I'm off balance.
Yes. Yes. And so this is delicious. This is really good because as we are thinking about this, that brings us into how do we get there? How do we get to align? How do we balance our chakra centers? Well, there are three things you can do. It's a process. Six steps. You can call them steps. I like to call them expressions. I've called them, when I wrote my first book, Superconscious Model for Living, which is a shortened version of the new book. It's a very short pocket size book called Superconscious Model for Living. And the specific chakra energies, the steps of the process align with the first six chakras. And but these expressions, I like to call them expressions of unconditional love, because these expressions are really what you're doing. It's part of your daily living. And the question is, are you living to your highest and greatest good for yourself and others, or are you living at the lowest, untenable, impossible experience for yourself and others? So it's really two perspectives. And so the more aligned you become, the more balanced you become, the easier it is to walk that tightrope of consciousness, where you understand that left and right are both important. And you understand that up and down are both important. And you understand that light and dark are necessary in order to maintain a certain experience on this planet, in this universe that we have come to know as home. Okay? So all of this is necessary. The question is, what do you choose to create? You can create more good, or you could create more bad. So the question becomes, how can I walk the tightrope as a balanced, enlightened, aligned being in such a way that it creates the greatest, most magnificent experience that I can fathom of myself and all of us together as one, as opposed to the tug of war that happens between, oh, it's right, or it's left, or it's up, or it's down, or it's good, or it's bad, or it's light, or it's dark. They're all needed. The question is getting into a state of experience of life where you're more balanced, that you understand and appreciate that you might need to have a little bit of more up than you do down in order to regulate the experience that you're creating. Only to regulate the experience that you're creating. See, it's not about good being good in and of itself and bad being bad in and of itself, but how is the two working together to create the experience that you're trying to manifest or that you're trying to experience? So you may have to give a little bit more good in order to bring the bad up enough to get the experience that you really want. Or in order to, you may have to introduce a little bit more negative in order to get a person or a thing or the experience moving in a direction that is going to be for your highest and greatest good. So you may have to say no over here in order to bring something further down as a yes over there. So this is the consciousness that is creating and understanding that all of these tangentials and these touch points and these moving parts are all important, right? That's where we are in our consciousness today. So how balanced you are, how aligned you are, regulates the flow of communication between you and the great omnipresent deity. And whether or not it will choose you to come and be and live in you. See, you heard the scripture, and I don't do too much scriptures, but I'm going to do it now. Many are called, but few are chosen, right? So if you understand that concept, you have not been chosen because you are not balanced and aligned enough. And the more aligned and balanced you get, the easier it is to select you. Because now you come into the divine will. Not my will, but the divine will. Okay? And I mean that with a little pun on it. The divine will, as in what the great omnipresent deity wishes to have emerge in terms of the experience of life. And also the divine will in terms of moving us along in progression and evolution to the place where that vision, that will wants to be. So it's both a moving thing and also a endpoint. And when we get there, there's just more for us to do, right? So we're constantly regenerating, recreating, remanifesting, redoing more experiences so that we understand and know who we really are. So who are we really is the question. Who are we? Who are you? And you cannot answer the question, who are we, until you first answer the question, who are you? Meaning putting that question to yourself and asking yourself, herein lies why we need to move into recognizing your inner essence, the topic of this show, and what we're going to do, what we're going to, how you're going to learn how to get to that space of consciousness that I'm talking about, to live and be an emanating force of dynamic, creative, powerful energy in this world, that we all collectively get to that space. We literally manifest a whole new echelon of living on this planet. And some of you might like to call that heaven on earth. You can call it what you want to call it, but we will be living collectively in harmony with one another. So, before we continue to go on, I will take a moment to pause and take an intermission, because today's show, we're stopping right at 6 o'clock today. We're going for 60 minutes. And so I want to give you a moment to reflect on what I just said before we get into the practice of Rhythmo, the practice. Now, I mentioned a few minutes ago that this is both an experience, a practice, and a journey. We're going to start with the practice, which begins with step one, expression one, to help us move along that life path to where we want to be reactivated as I am living and moving and breathing. But before we do, I'm going to give us an intermission for about 3.5 minutes, an introduction to unconditional love, and a reminder of who you are.
If I were to go back over my life, I could pinpoint various reflection points where I received divine guidance or had supernatural experiences, interventions, and angelical moments. These were things that moved me in such a way that helped me understand and know myself. To know who I truly am and the power I have to create and manifest whatever I want. This dialogue is the beginning of a series of channels intended to assist you in healing and coming to your own self-awareness of who you are as a co-author of the universe. I'm inspired and uplifted. I'm in total reverence and awe of the divine power that I have, that I live with every day, and which I know now that I have always possessed. I'm truly open to this level of understanding and consciousness. You too have this same power. The challenge is for you to understand who you are and come to a realization and knowing it. It is the greatest challenge you will ever face. Are you walking around not knowing your true power? Do you know the divine essence that you truly are? To come into your own self-awareness and power, you must be willing to open your heart and accept the truth about your divine gift. It's the only way to have your personal transformation and begin to live the authentic you as another expression of unconditional love. This musical dialogue is a deep personal discussion with yourself. The use of the pronouns I, me, and you can be interchanged and are intended for both of us. It is my personal expression, request, and dialogue with the divine. As you use this tool, the dialogue and commentary is intended to assist you in the process of opening up to your true essence. You must personalize this experience for yourself for it to have relevance, meaning, and impact in your life. Once you open up and master yourself, you will be able to use this creative potential in all areas of your life. As you begin to open communication in this way, you will naturally become a channel through which Source can fully express and communicate to you and through you. It is your job to remember who you are as an individual expression of I am right here, right now. When you understand and accept your divine gift, you can then be in superconscious deliberate action to co-create in partnership with your true I am presence. You will begin to see, know, and experience yourself as an expression of total oneness with everyone and everything. I am you, and you are me. I am here for you, always. I love you, unconditionally.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let's see, are there any listeners in our live chat commenting? And also, if you have a comment or question before we start with the live practice of what you can begin to do and some techniques for your own personal transformation and healing to move yourself forward in the process of awakening to this new experience of life for yourself. Living in meditation is what I like to call it. If you want to ask any questions when we open up the lines later for an opportunity for you to call in, then you can do so by calling 310-861-2329. We would love to hear from you, what's coming up for you, what devotion do you have towards yourself, what is this lesson helping you to do. So we want to hear from you. Any feedback will be great. So as we keep moving along, I want to talk about recognizing your inner essence. The first step to heal amidst tribulations begins with recognition. It is an identification of who you are at your core. This expression is where you focus on recognition. When you recognize or remember, you can move forward on the path of personal transformation. Okay? This step is critical to your moving forward along the path to self-empowerment, enlightenment, and heart expansion. We're all about opening your heart here. Without this step, it would be harder to see through the veil of illusion that you create through ego identification. How do you recognize your inner essence? Well, we'll be talking about a few things you can start doing right now to move you further along the path to true self-expression and freedom. We're going to liberate you. We're going to allow you to be liberated. If you have any questions about this topic and what we're sharing with you today, we'd like you to call in 310-861-2329 and press number 1 on your keypad in order to be put into the host queue so we know that you want to ask a question or you want to comment. So we have our host line open, our guest line is open, and you can call in now at any time. And if you press 1, we will be notified and we'll be able to answer any questions that you may have as we're talking. Okay, so with that being said, what I like to talk about now is the step of recognition. To recognize, you must begin by first looking at your life and understanding who you truly are. Okay? The objective of this step is to assist you, each person, with remembering his or her greatness. You are more than your human body. Your physical form is not you. This is the lesson today. And this lesson is to help you understand that you are not your body. If you were your body, then you would not be able to transform in any way if you were your body. You are not your body. You are external. Internally, you are inside of your body. The consciousness that you are, the intelligence that you are, is inside your body. Okay? And so your body is just the vehicle by which you are allowed to experience life. You have, as the most intelligent, powerful force of energy in the universe, step down in consciousness to have this experience as you, whoever you are. If you're Bob, if you're Sabrina, if you're Jacob, if you're Samantha, if you're Timothy, whoever you are, you have been allowed to step down in consciousness to experience life as a human being. Okay? That's the first thing. So if you are unable to see yourself as this intelligent consciousness creating and manifesting through you, then you have some work to do. I have come to an understanding of myself as being more than my body, being more than my physical form. So how do you do that? You may be wondering, well, Dr. Shinshiri, that sounds interesting and intriguing, but, you know, the God I serve, and I will have you stop right there because the God I serve is the same one. There is no separation from the perspective from which I'm speaking. There's no separation between you and me or anyone else. The only reason why I can even know who I am is because there is another version of me over there that looks different from me that allows me to know that I am existing over here. So this is the life experience that is being created. So how do we get to that remembrance? How do we recognize our inner essence if our ego is so strong that we can't even see past it, that we can only see that I'm me and you're you and there ain't nobody else, I'm me and I'm me, okay? If you can't get past that I'm me to the collective, there's only one of us here, then what can you do to shift your consciousness? With that being said, that happens through meditation. It happens through meditation, not through prayer. I'm going to say this again. It happens through meditation, not through prayer. in our show on Sunday, we talked about the difference between prayer and meditation. Prayer is asking, meaning you're making a request to the universe, to the Godhead, to whether it's goddess or goddess, okay? And meditation is listening. It is a step and a intentional, deliberate respect to the universe, saying, I'm going to listen to hear what the Godhead, the goddess has to say to me. And what do I need to do to be at cause? So we have a question. We have a caller that actually wants to be heard. So let me open up the line for this person. And caller, last four digits, 4450. Do you have a question that you'd like to ask us?
Peace, absolutely. This is Reverend Q. How are you?
Hey, Reverend Q, oh my God. It's been so long since I heard you. Oh my goodness.
I am loving and enjoying this teaching. This is so phenomenal how you're kind of breaking it down line upon line, precept upon precept, to help us understand who we really are and our innate power. This is so fantastic. I did want to offer something as well, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, go ahead, brother. You know you always welcome. We got to get you in here and get you talking too and teaching.
Well, you know, I love how you was just talking about prayer versus meditation, and you're absolutely right that prayer is asking and meditation is listening. Prayer is you talking to God, the universe, and projecting out. So I say in my teaching, I teach that prayer is projecting while meditation is perceiving. Where you take a moment, you get still, and you perceive who you really are in this grand scheme of the universe, who you really are in all of this, and how all of these things matter to you. How does all this matter, M-A-T-T-E-R? How does all this matter?
Yes.
Why does all this matter? You know, you got your body and your health conditions. You got your car, your house, your kids, your husband, your wife, whatever. How does all this matter? If you're not something more than just a lump of clay, if you're not something more than just a meat body, then none of this matter will even matter because you're just another piece of matter. So the way you're breaking it down, is so beautiful because it's helping us to understand that we are more than just meat. We're more than just flesh and bone. We're more than just a lump of clay. We're something bigger, spiritual, more innate, like you talked about, and how through prayer we project our viewpoint, our understanding, our will out into the universe. With meditation, we get still and we perceive, we receive, we listen. And then we can actually start to make a difference in the world. So I'm really loving this. I'm on the air. If you ever need me, I'm here with you. And I love it. Thank you so much for sharing this.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of shows coming up in a couple of weeks that I would love to invite you to be a guest on, because I have some other guests coming in on these specific topics as we go through the six expressions of superconscious living, expressions of unconditional love, which this first step, which we're talking about right now, is recognizing your inner essence. And what we're going to do is do a quick meditation and a technique for how you can get there, how you can start to move your chakra energies into a space of alignment and balance where the Godhead can speak to you. See, as long as the ego's turned on, if you got the ego turned on, it's regulating the communication channel. And you need to turn that sucker off long enough to get some direction, to get some insight, to receive some blessings, you know, from the most great omnipresent deity, right? The Godhead, the goddess. And if you allow your mind consciousness to govern you mostly, instead of having it be in alignment with your heart chakra. Your mind and your heart need to be in alignment in order for the Godhead to even give you instructions or even want to grab hold of you and abode in you and live, walk, and talk through you. So that's what needs to happen. And so how do we get there? We get there through meditation. So one of the first things we do in this practice of Rithmo, the Rithmo experience, is we look at ourselves. We take time to stop and get into a repeated daily discipline for ourselves. It's how it all begins. And as you graduate, as you lift your consciousness up and you move up in consciousness, you begin to realize, oh, I don't have to sit in a posture to do it. You begin to be able to move and have your space anywhere, everywhere, swimming, walking, taking a bath. It doesn't really matter, because you are that I am presence all the time. There's no wavering in your consciousness. There's no wavering in your beingness. You are that thing. You are the thing manifesting and experiencing right here, right now. So with that being said, I'd like to talk about recognition. I have a song that I wrote. The full-length album is available. The full-length album is out. It's called Expressions of Unconditional Love. It comes along with the book, and you can get the book and CD together by joining the Rithmo community, where you have a fellowship of practitioners working toward their own human evolution. Everyone who chooses to go on the journey with us to experience the Rithmo, to go through this Rithmo experience, will get copies of the book and the CD. It's included. We're taking this retreat, this leadership retreat, to Bali, Indonesia in June. And so the intent is to get you out of the United States, to get you to a location on the planet that has a central chakra energy center, and have you align yourself, because you can accelerate the alignment and balancing process by going to those energy centers on the planet. There are 7 major chakra energy centers on the planet, which we talked about in the last show. And when you align at that chakra center, we're using Bali, Indonesia, which is the 13th gateway, has a lot of love energy there. That is a great location to open up your heart chakra, which is the chakra that governs all of life. Your heart chakra governs all of life. And in order for your mind consciousness, the intuitive, to come in alignment with the heart, which is where the real activation takes place, then you have to go to a location or spend a lot of time in meditation. So if you want to accelerate it, you can get there quicker by going to some of these energy centers. This is what I'm talking about. This is the reason why we've selected Bali, Indonesia, because our focus at Bali is to open up the heart chakra. And as you open that heart chakra with the energy that emanates from Bali, Indonesia, that island of energy there, you will begin to experience something that you have never experienced before in a different way. You may have experienced it evanescently here and there, hit and miss, but you're going to get a constant flow of that energy, and you're going to have an opening of your heart chakra. We got a beautiful experience. We have healers that are going to be there. We've got practitioners that are going to be there. We have people who are coming out to support your elevation in consciousness. So with that being said, recognizing starts with you getting into the posture, being still, no thoughts, no noise. If you can't have no music in the background, if you do have music, you need some type of meditation music, something that's going to soothe you, to slow you down to a still moment. And take 6 deep mudra breaths in and out. Contemplate this question: who am I? That's all we want you to focus on. We don't want you to focus on nothing else. If any other thought goes across your consciousness, we want you to just let it flow by. Don't think about it. Don't give it no energy. Don't try to contemplate what that is. Just let it float on by and keep focusing your attention on who am I? And if you keep doing that while you're gently breathing in and out, going through the meditation, you will hear the voice. But you have to focus. If you start getting tired or sleepy and want to go to sleep and all that, then you're going to mess it up. So trust me, this is a very simple thing to do, but it's challenging and very difficult. It's hard. It's not going to be easy, but it is simple. With that being said, I'd like to ask you, Reverend Hugh, what's coming up for you as I shared that simple technique that you can do. And then I'm going to spend just a few minutes after you speak to kind of go through it and let you all hear some of the amazing music coming from the meditation CD that goes along with the book so that you can kind of understand what we're doing. We're using music, we're using intonation, we're using mudras, and we're using all of these different varied modalities to help open up the heart chakra and waken you up to recognizing your inner essence.
Yes. Yeah, this is fantastic because of the simple fact that when you talk about stopping and recognizing and meditating on the.
Hello? Are you there, brother?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Natasha? Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Well, anyone, it really is essential to stop and get peaceful and to meditate. And the way you use that question, who am I? And it's a huge question because you can go through various aspects of my being, right? You're going to go through the physical aspect, which is when you say, who am I? Well, okay, I'm here. I'm living in Oklahoma. A particular gender or a particular color or a particular, you know, race or whatever the case may be, all these things are going to start to come up. Well, then, as you continue on this meditative process, you're going to go deeper into it, and you're going to then start to feel yourself or recognize yourself through your relationships. Now, this is interesting because
yes.
As you get into that second dynamic piece, you're going to start to realize that on the second dynamic, the second level of who I am is relational. And so you start thinking about, well, I'm a mother, I'm a lover, I'm a husband, I'm a wife, I'm a son, I'm a daughter. You're going to start getting an aspect of your relationships. Who am I? That's what you're trying to, that's what we're ascertaining ultimately. You're going to get to this point. Well, then, as you get to understanding who you are on a physical level, then you're going to go into a more relational kind of situation, and then you're going to go into deeper, or should I say bigger, with dealing with your circles, your friends, your community, your connections. I'm a part of the American Legion or the Buddhist faith or the Christian faith or whatever it is. You're going to start talking about your relationships on a broader level. You colonize the world on a broader level, and you're going to keep expanding out and out and out until you get to this place. I can go through all of them, but I'm going to kind of jump in a little bit. You're going to go through this meditation until you get to this place. It's going to be a big jump. Once you get to this place, when you just get to this sense of I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am. And so then the question is, who am I? The answer is, I am. And what starts to happen is it starts to move you into this much bigger viewpoint of yourself. This is talking about recognition now. We're talking about recognizing who you really are. And it's a process. And so as you go through it, when you hit this place of trying to make that leap into I am, there's going to be a big stop. I'm just telling you now. There's going to be a big stop. Ego does not want to make a person.
You're going choppy on me, brother. It's kind of hard to hear you. You're going choppy a little bit. You're a little choppy on us. I can hear you, but you're choppy a little bit.
Okay, is it still on me? Yeah. Better?
Yeah. I'm here, but you're a little bit of choppy. Natasha, can you hear him?
Okay, so what I was saying was that you're going to go to this huge stop, and it's going to be this place where your ego is not going to want to let go. Your ego is not going to want to release. It's not going to want to release its individuality. It's not going to release this personality point. And so it's going to be very tough to kind of break through it. Now, what's interesting about it is those who operate in ego, another acronym for that is edging God out. But those who operate from a place of ego end up kind of getting to this point where they believe in rugged individualism, you know, rugged individualism. Like, you know, it's, you know, I got to be about mine. I got to do me for me. I got to take care of me and mine, you know, that kind of thing. What Dr. Shinshiri is talking about here and recognizing who you really are, you get to this point of collectivism that I and the Father are one, that I am a representation of the Most High, that I am an extension of infinity. And then when that happens, you look at your brother and you look at your sister and you see love and you see light and you see life and you see yourself in them. You see, when you see yourself in someone else, when you see yourself in another person, when you see yourself in another race or another gender or whatever, who can you hate? Who can you hate?
Exactly.
To hate them would be to hate yourself. And so I love you, it becomes such a broader viewpoint than I love you because you mine. I love you because we sleep together. I love you because you're supposed to be committed to me and so forth and so on. I love you becomes so much bigger and so much more healing. Come on, God. It becomes so much more healing because I love you then says I love you me.
Yes.
I think Christ said it this way, that you must love your God with your whole mind, whole body, whole soul, whole strength, and you must love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yes.
Well, why is that?
I don't want to cut you off, bro, but we got 2 minutes left on the show, and I'm ending in 2 minutes. So with that being
go,
said,
well,
no,
no, wanna... this is fantastic, and we're gonna definitely go into it deeper. But I'm loving this, recognizing who you really are.
Yes.
This process is it.
The next show is Saturday. We air Saturday, and we're gonna be talking about surrendering the outer essence, the me, the ego, the rugged individualism. That piece. That's at 11 a.m. So we go.
Okay, I got a little ahead of myself.
We got a little ahead of ourselves, but we're gonna get there. So, but I want to say thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. We are going to continue this dialogue. We're going to continue to bring forth the Rico experience, and we want to invite more of the listening audience to travel with us to Bali this summer, so that you can be a part of the healing process to open your heart chakra. So that you can expand your consciousness and raise up into a new echelon of living. That's what's going to be, right? So I'd like to say thank you. We broadcast on this show multiple times throughout the week, so definitely tune in right here, Solamente Aquí, only on Oracle Radio.
The ideas and views expressed, shared, and communicated are not designed to limit, change, dispel, or ridicule individual ideas, religious convictions, beliefs, or unique mindsets. Our intent is to challenge conventional views in ways that may or may not have been exposed and debated before. The goal is to educate, enlighten, inspire, and provoke new ideas, viewpoints, and creativity in any and everyone who is willing to listen, communicate, and share their own ideas, beliefs, and perspectives. By sharing, we may be empowered to collectively transform our world and live according to supreme design as well as our own in ways that will transcend our present reality.